Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know a little bit about the case that occurred. An Amber Alert is generally for a child that's taken. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding these kids left of their own volition. So I think for whatever reason, the Amber Alert is not applicable. Should it have been issued, that's up to the police to issue it in that situation. The police, Buffalo PD, got the information immediately and put it out on social media as well as with news organizations. And I was very glad to find out this morning that the two kids were found safe. Because I had a terrible knot in my stomach last night when I found out about this. They left around 7, found out around 8:30, 9 o'clock what had happened. And it was just, we know how, it was cold. Even if it wasn't snowing, it was cold. It was very cold. And I was sick to my stomach thinking that one of these two little kids or both of them were going to be found dead. But thankfully, they were found alive. We decided to issue the iPause alert on Sunday. For two reasons. The initial forecast from the weather service had the bitter cold and snow beginning on Sunday night, especially for this part of the county, the southern part of the county, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and they got that. Some people were complaining, well, why'd you do the iPause if it wasn't going to really happen until the next day? Well, it was occurring later that night. We wanted to give people who may have gone to the football game notice. And if you were in Erie County, you got it. The CBS guys, Jim Nance, he got it on his phone because it goes based on location, not your area code. So we wanted the folks who may have gone to the football game to understand that when you're leaving, especially if you're going to the South Towns, you may be going into some really bad conditions, including lake effect snow and bitter cold. So it was a calculated decision to put it out there, knowing that we were having 70,000 people that were going to the football game who were then going to leave. And so we wanted to make certain that the community had proper notification, especially about the bitter cold, but that individuals who were going to the football game understood that depending on which way you go, you might leave this game and enter into some really bad conditions. The conditions weren't great. Thankfully, they weren't the worst case scenario when they left afterwards heading south. So we were lucky on that.